As mentioned, the theme of the program is God's Word Exerts Power. We want to fix this theme firmly in our mind and use our copy of God's Word as we listen to the talks that are based entirely on it. Many find that taking brief notes of main points helps them to keep their mind focused on the program. For instance, we can make a note of instruction that we plan to apply in our own life in ministry. Our first talk this morning is entitled, The Voice of Jehovah is Powerful. We're pleased to have Brother Brian McDonald from the Collingwood congregation examine this for us. Brother McDonald, please.
The voice of Jehovah is powerful. We are rightly in awe of Jehovah. The Bible writer tells us that he was astounded at Jehovah's majestic power. Are we astounded? Do we look about us at the creation of God, at his power, and do we say, awesome, awesome? Inspiring an overwhelming feeling of reverence or admiration. Think of the stars that Jehovah made. Well, we've talked about stars so many times in the last while, but it's always interesting. It's always awe-inspiring. He has made billions of these heavenly bodies. In fact, latest estimates say that there's 170 billion galaxies in our known universe. Some of those galaxies contain over 100 trillion stars. Now, those are numbers that's almost hard to grasp. In fact, it's impossible. But all of these heavenly bodies, these billions and billions of stars, are all moving in sync. And guess what? Jehovah God, the power that created them, knows every last one name. Every last one's name. And he knows where everyone is right now and where it's going. We think of stars. Look at our sun. What a beautiful day. We noticed it on the way out, obviously. And you know, the sun is a small star. But the power that it has, it is 150 million kilometers from us. If we think the sun doesn't have any power, stare at it for a while. With nothing on your eyes, you'll be blind. That sun, 150 million kilometers from us, can burn us so bad that we would require hospitalization. Power. According to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12, Jehovah is the maker of the earth by his power. The earth, as we know, is a perfect home for us. Now, Jehovah has demonstrated his power in other areas as well. For example, with regards to miracles, Jesus used God's power. We know that he did that when he calmed a storm. He used God's power when he caused Peter to walk on water. He also used Jehovah's power when he brought back, Jehovah's power rather was used to bring 9 people back from the dead. The third area that Jehovah has demonstrated his power in the area of the execution of judgment. Think about the Noahian flood. The heavens were opened up, and the water that came down brought the greatest disaster the world has ever known to people. That same power that caused that will bring about an even greater cataclysmic event. The end, the entire end of this system that we know. That power of Jehovah will bring it to its end. You know, when we think of Jehovah's power, we have to remember something, that each expression of Jehovah's power is the result of his word. The power of Jehovah is what backs up everything that his powerful voice promises to do. And that gives us confidence then in His Word, the Bible. Turn with me, please, to the 29th Psalm. Notice here how it talks about Jehovah's voice. Psalm 29 and verse 4. And here it tells us, the voice of Jehovah is powerful. The voice of Jehovah is splendid. And notice now with regards to his voice, just turn over the page to the 33rd Psalm. And look what it tells us in verse 6 and 9 about Jehovah's word. In verse 6 it says, by the word of Jehovah the heavens were made, and by the spirit of his mouth everything in them. And look at verse 9. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. So we learn that all things were created by the word of God. He said, let there be light, an expanse, dry land, plant life, animal life. And he said, let there be man. His voice spoke that. And it was so. Numerous times, Jesus uttered just a mere word of a simple command. Peter, who was terrified on that boat, Jesus looked at him and he said, come. Come. That's all. The sea was raging, the winds were blowing. Jesus stood up in a boat that was about to be capsized. He said, hush. Be quiet. Can you imagine the power that he drew upon to say that? Just say it. Hush. Be quiet. And it happened. We are told that by the word of God in 2 Peter chapter 3, the pre-flood earth stood out of the water and in the midst of water. That's what we're told. That made possible the deluge. When the waters poured down at God's direction. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 tells us another thing that was going to happen by the word of Jehovah. Let's look at that. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. And here it tells us, but by the same word, the heavens and the earth that now exist are reserved for fire and are being kept until the day of judgment and of destruction of the ungodly people. Jehovah's word, then, and his power have another ability with relationship in relation to us. This word has the power to transform us, you and I. And you know, when you think about it, who here doesn't have obstacles that they have to overcome? Things that they have to try to deal with. I mean, sometimes a person can feel just worthless. You know, sometimes a person has a personality trait they just can't seem to get over. It could be they just feel burdened with responsibilities. Maybe it's family, maybe it's congregational. You know, there's things that people have to deal with. And all of us here have to deal with something. There's no one here that has no problems whatsoever. And when these problems weigh us down, what do we do? Well, you know, there is a source of power available to each and every one of us here to help us to overcome any problem that we may encounter. That word of Jehovah is that source. That is the word that resurrected nine people. The word that helped Peter walk on the water. The word that brought the flood on the earth. The word that created everything we know in the entire universe. That word can exert a transforming power on each and every one of us. If we let it. If we let it. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 said, not on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from Jehovah's mouth. Are we hearing and listening to that word? Everyone who has, almost everybody can hear. But everyone can listen if they want. That word can reveal what's in our heart, our innermost thoughts. It can transform us. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians in the Bible that there were people with immoral lifestyles, terrible habits, things they thought they would never change in their life. Yet, what did Paul say? He said, that is what some of you were. Those terrible things are what some of you were. But they were rooted out and replaced with Christian qualities. They were transformed by the power of that word. Well, our special Assembly Day program is going to help us, all of us, to acquire God's power. We are here affected by the greatest power in the universe. But you know what? We're also affected by a far lesser, but though still powerful, influence. The Bible tells us about that influence. It says that the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one, Satan, the devil. Now, his power could deceive any of us if we let it. Riches are great. Riches are to be desired over everything else. Sin isn't that bad. Why, sin can be fun. I can fix any mistake later. Cruel, cruel deceptions. And through the power of that one, that controller of this system, these have ensnared many people. We, though, here, each of us, have a measure of power. We have strength. We can choose, because the Bible tells us, we can choose to love God with our whole strength. But you know what? We are the ones that make that choice individually. Whether we want to use that strength in the right way. Our special Assembly Day program will help us to choose wisely, listening to Jehovah's voice through his word. You know, we can plug in to the immeasurable power that Jehovah supplies to those who want to please him. Isn't that something? Do we want to please God? Well, of course we do. That's why we're here. There is a source of power available to us through God's word that we can just plug right into. Jehovah will give us the strength we need, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what things we are facing. He will give us the power that we need in order to endure. Now, our review question, you'll notice on the outline there's a review question. The review question, why should we have confidence in Jehovah's word? Well, the answer, Psalm 29, verse 4. The voice of Jehovah is powerful. So let's let the powerful voice of Jehovah transform and strengthen each and every one of us that is here today.
Thank you, Brother MacDonald, for helping us to appreciate how the power of Jehovah's voice is portrayed to us.